Hello and welcome to episode 18 of Signifying Nothing. My name is Bill.
You lay down, expecting me to fall. But when I saw you fall,
opening up the show, we had Side by Side with Living a Lie, and then we had Kidnap doing No SS, which is on the Welcome to 1984 comp. As always, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. Our featured band this week is going to be Slater Kinney, but we'll get to that in a little while. So here's some more music. Here's State, Sia Tombs, and Infest.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was State with Hardline off of their EP. I recently got a hold of their new reunion LP, so we'll have a review of that up pretty soon. I gave it a quick listen the other night, and it sounded pretty good. Sea of Tombs was next with Prunes and Custard, and then Infest doing Mindless, which brings us to our feature for the week, which is the band Sleater-Kinney. I had originally planned on doing this during the summer when they broke up, but I just never really got around to it, so we'll do it right now. I first heard Sleater-Kinney when I was a senior in high school. One of the girls that we sort of ran around with that was real into the Riot Girl stuff made me a tape that had Called a Doctor. And on the other side, I think, was one of those Kill Rock Stars comps. I believe it was the Stars Kill Rock one, or because they did, if I remember correctly, they did three comps with the Kill Rock Stars words, but mixed up, like the one was Stars Kill Rock, and the other one was, I think, Rock Stars Kill or something. So that was on the one side, and Called a Doctor was on the other side. I listened to it a bit, and I don't know, it wasn't really my thing at the time. It wasn't really until a couple years later that I got into bands like Sleater-Kinney more, but we'll talk about that in a little while. So here's I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone, Entertain, and Dig Me Out.
Yeah.
That was the first half of our feature on Sleater-Kinney. We had I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone, which is on some sort of BBC session. I recently acquired that, and I haven't had a chance to look into the details of it. If you happen to know it off the top of your head, please get in touch. And then we had Entertain off of The Woods, and Dig Me Out off of Dig Me Out. So, like I said earlier, I got more into Sleater-Kinney later on in the summer of 1999. A friend of mine made me a tape that had Call the Doctor on it yet again, and Dig Me Out was also on it, and I listened to it quite a lot. At the time, I was becoming a bit more disinterested in the modern hardcore scene. I was pretty obsessed with the old stuff, but the new bands I was kind of about, more or less. And so at the time, I spent a lot more of my music listening time listening to bands like Sleater-Kinney and a lot less hardcore. Then the next few Sleater-Kinney records I really didn't like. I remember buying them and listening a couple times and just sort of filing them in the CD case, just shrugging. But then when The Woods came out, or actually even before it came out, I remember reading a message board post that someone made, and they said that, you know, the new Sleater-Kinney has songs about foxes, and there's it's all fuzzed out and noisy, and there's these weird jams in the middle of the songs, and I thought, are we talking about the same band? And when I heard it, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was pretty amazing, and I became, you know, newly reinterested in the band. Of course, I listen to The Woods quite often. I still do, and I really like it. And it was very satisfying recently to be able to introduce my girlfriend to Sleater-Kinney and get her into it. And she also had the same sort of reaction, because I believe I played her The Woods first, and she loved it. And then I played her Dig Me Out, and she was like, huh? You know, because it's such a drastic change. For the better, of course. But, you know, so that was very cool to be able to do that too. And, so yeah, let's play some more songs. Here is a live version of another song off The Woods. This song is called Jumpers. We played the recorded version of this about 4 or 5 months ago on the podcast. After that is Everything, which is the B-side of the Entertain single. And then Anonymous, which is off of Call the Doctor.
To play today as well, especially people who traveled a long way.
Yeah.
That was the second half of our feature on Sleater-Kinney. We had a live version of Jumpers, followed by Everything and Anonymous. So a little bit of news this week we got to get into. I recently got a package from Crucial Response Records with the new Birds of a Feather record. Birds of a Feather is a new band featuring three members of Mainstrike, who were always a favorite band of ours. You should check that out. I don't think it's actually out yet, but if you go to the Crucial Response website, which is at crucialresponse.de, you can find out some more information about that. There's also a new fanzine they're doing called Voice of a Generation that I believe the Birds of a Feather record comes with. And then the second one, it looks like there's going to be a sportswear demo EP too. So check that out also. So let's get into some music. The first song we're going to be playing here, here's a rare one that I was looking for years and then finally found about 2 years ago. This is Life's Blood covering Your Ex by The Faith. This is off of a tape I have that's a really long session I believe they did with Don Fury. There's about 40 songs on it. A lot of repeats, though. Don't get your hopes up. Although, there are recorded versions of Left on the Ice to Die, Resist Control, and also Your Ex'd. So, after a little bit of a false start, here is Life's Blood covering Your Ex'd.
Game! this carpet is all we have. Same thing every day. I've got some money, but I turn away. Same feeling, gotta change. Getting sick of feeling strange. Do you wanna? Will it be alright? Go to the city, we can stay all night.
Okay, that was Life's Blood covering Eurext by The Faith. Easy Action with All the Time, which is probably my favorite Easy Action song. A live version of The Nightmare Continues by Discharge. Pure Hate doing Terrorist, and the UK Subs with a song called The Same Thing. We've got a little bit of extra time this week, so let's play some more songs. Here's Crude SS, 97A, and Sick of It All. That set started off with Crude SS doing a song called Nazi Go Home, which is on the Cleanse the Bacteria comp. After that was 97A doing Asphyxiate, which is on the Better Off Dead EP. We played the title track from that EP last week. And then we had Sick of It All playing My Revenge, which is on their demo. That's going to wrap things up for this week. As always, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. Our final set is going to open up with the band Born Against. Thank you, and see you next week.
There's no damage or judgment from this far away. This- Get free.